91 to an M, it's Thursday, so we've got to talk motoring with our man who is always on the road. David Brown, how are you, mate?
Still on the road.
Get out of the road! Mate, we've been talking a bit electric vehicle recently, and now we've got a European one. It's the Audi e-tron GT.
We've seen their use of the expression e-tron in a big SUV. I've actually got a picture of the big SUV next to an old E-type Jaguar. It is the sublime to, well, some might say the ridiculous. But now they're making a four-door fastback, wide, low, sleek, flowing design, sedan-like car, you know, that is all electric. And they're not going to have it here until September at the earliest, but they thought they'd just show it to us to tell us that they're still in the game and they're still trying hard.
How far do they expect you to go in your Audi e-tron? What's the distance or the range?
They haven't given too much there. I think it's around the 450.
That's right.
I think the point they're selling is that you can get to those sorts of travelo speeds very quickly. The base model has 350 kilowatts of power, remembering that, say, a Commodore might have had around 200.
Mm.
But that can be boosted to 390 for a short period of time, and huge amounts of torque. But the RS e-tron GT has 440 kilowatts. Just to give you some idea, that's 640 horsepower in the old measurement. And it has huge torque of 830 newton metres. You normally reserve that for the sort of big twin bi-turbo V8 diesel, you know, with a lot of this torque, which, of course, is pulling power. So we're talking here about some profoundly important points, that it's not just the range, and I mean Tesla proved this to a great degree. It is the thrill of driving, it is the acceleration, it's the performance of these electric vehicles. In the past, you might have thought about enduring a badly performance car because of the environmental impact or the alternatives to fossil fuels. No, what Tesla and Audi is also doing here very strongly is saying, boy, this is for those who are buying a performance vehicle of the highest order.
It sounds like it would be able to pull a prime mover with the amount of horses that you're talking about. It's not just the fact that they're quick, and looking at your notes, these things are super quick, but that's some serious pulling power.
Oh, look, that amount of torque is, you know, you might know a big SUV that might have 600, and that was for torque, and this has got 830. So it is enormous. But it's also, see, but again, it gets down to eliteness. There's a lovely story. What sort of people, by the way, the price, $181,700 up to about $250,000 plus on-road costs.
I'll get two
of those. So we're talking about elegance here. You're talking about perhaps going to the private golf club. Well, there's a great story you can take with you. Underneath the car, it has a smooth floor plan underneath. Now, that's great for aerodynamics, but also within it, it has little dimples like a golf ball, which golf has shown us that there's a flow of air that can be important. Well, what a great story to turn up with your elegant super sports car and say, oh, by the way, chaps, let me just have a little chat about why the underneath of my car has the great technology that we see in golf balls.
I was going to say, I could take my Audi e-tron RS GT out to the Demmin Golf Club, but I'd be a little bit ticked if somebody's misplaced drive managed to find it. Dear, oh dear.
Yes, well,
especially at nearly $250,000. I think I'll just take two of those at that rate.
Yes, they're not cheap, but you know, I mean, that's the market that they're pitching in. It's a very elegant looking car, one that, as I say, would look very good in a very nice house in the driveway. But also, of course, it does things like, if you're playing golf or whatever, you're making a statement.
Strictly a suburban type of vehicle, or maybe you could find itself on the roads of the Upper Hunter. They can be a little bit rough in parts.
Yeah, I haven't driven it, and certainly it's low-profile tyres. It would make for getting out to your horse stud, I would think, rather fine. But if the road got a bit choppy in that, you might become a little more cautious, of course.
David Brown, mate, thank you very much for the update on the Audi e-tron GT. We'll catch up and talk more motoring next week.
Thanks a lot.